defensive end brought him back inside, and he slithered his way up for 5 yards and a good play on first down for the Patriots.
9:20 left in the first quarter, 0-0. Should be second down.
That's more my bad.
USA, third down. Yes, indeed. All right, we have that confirmed. Third down, 5 to go from the 36-yard line. Two wide to the right, two wide to the left. We have Braylon Ballard keeping the Connor Kettle Company in the backfield. Quick pass, now pump fakes, rolls to the far sideline. Looking to pass, has white jerseys, lets us fly. This one's a little bit wide open, and it's going to be pass interference. Pass was intended for Keegan Bixman of the 30-yard line of Cass City. The ball was lofted up into the wind. It hung up there forever, and the defensive backs for Cass City run right into Keegan Bixman and do not turn around, and that will result in a flag on the play and a pass interference.
Yeah, it was drastically underthrown, but it worked out well for USA. Bryce Fernald on the coverage, didn't get his head around, ran through the receiver. Obvious penalty.
Pass interference on Bryce Fernald for Cass City. 15-yard penalty from the original line of scrimmage from the 36-yard line. So this puts USA into the plus side of the field for the first time tonight at the Cass City 49-yard line. First and 10, their second first down tonight. USA wasting no time, already coming up to the line, going to keep in the same formation somewhat. Two wide to the right, none to the left. Keegan Bixman, tight end on the left side. Connor Gettle under center, I formation, two men in the backfield. Rolling to his right, Connor Gettle down to pass. It has it caught at the 40-yard line. Cass City swings him down for progress, has him back into the 35-yard line. Looks like number two, Bryce Fernald, on the stop. And we have a flag play. A flag flies at the end of that play, and more than likely going to be a face mask against Cass City. It will be a 9-yard reception for Walker Foley for the USA Patriots. And Congress is in session to figure out what exactly this will result in.
It was a nice play. Roll out by Gettle. Good pass, good catch. Looks like it was close to the first down. Now this is going to tack on some yards for USA, and they are in business.
Face mask against the Kansas City Redhawks, and looks like they just a 5-yard variety, so not a personal foul. That means it's just a yank down, but not a yank in pull on the face mask. Bryce Fernald obviously knew he had hold of it, let go immediately. First and 10 from the 35 of Kansas City. Connor Gettle under center, straight T, three men backfield. Hand off to Braylon Ballard, breaks through his first tackle, drags three defenders with him all the way down to the 27-yard line. Tackle made by Alex Perry, outside linebacker for Kansas City. And it's going to be an 8-yard gain all the way down to the 27. Second down and two.
Tough run. Took all of Cass City's defense to tackle him on that one. He dragging the defenders with him for an excellent play on first down, making it second short.
Braylon Ballard doing what Connor Gettle did in the backfield, hitting that line at full speed and pushing that pile forward for 8 yards. 8 minutes left in the first, still no score. USA in their first drive at the Cass City 27-yard line. Hand off to Braylon Ballard once again, right up the gut, all the way down to the 20-yard line, a 7-yard pickup, and move the chains once again for USA. Tackle made by Dustin Nagley, outside linebacker for Cass City, and they're now in the red zone. First and 10 for the Cass City 20-yard line.
Braylon Ballard is running tough, running hard, dragging defenders with him. Picking up that all-important first down and into the red zone.
7:42 left in the first quarter. USA within striking distance, trying to score the first touchdown on Cass City this season. But there's a hard and tough 20 yards in front of them still. Cass City's defense more than willing to come up to the line. Staying in the T formation, working off the right hash with the 20-yard line. Connor Gettle under center. Three men backfield, straight T. And hand off to Walker Foley around the left edge, trying to find that seam. He's at the 15 and falls down to the 10-yard line. Number 10 on the tackle for Cass City. That would be Kyle Jordan, cornerback, 5'11", 180-pound senior. And it's going to be a first down, a gain of 10 on the play exactly. Move the chains for USA, first and goal from the 10.
USA doing a nice job of mixing it up, going inside, going outside, mixing in the pass there. That time they go around the end for a nice gain. A little surprising against this Cass City defense.
Keegan Bixman sealing off that outside edge, allowing Walker Foley to bounce outside. We played 5 minutes, and now USA first in goal against the Cass City Redhawks. 0-0, two wide to the right. Connor Gettle in the under center, coming to back out in that I formation. Noah Crum, as well as Braylon Ballard in the backfield. Rolling to his right, Connor Gettle trying to stay out of pressure. He breaks out of that tackle, and he's going to be brought down for a yard gain, remarkably, as Jeremy Velasquez brings down. And we have a down player for Cass City on the 5-yard line. That'd be number 5. That'd be Aiden Torres. Number 55, excuse me. Is that 55 or 65? Now we're just guessing. Number 65, Justin Miller. So we have a short break here. Ed Glump now at second down and goal to go from the 9 for USA. USA been able to move the ball quite frequently and in chunks tonight. What's the key to that?
Well, you know, they're mixing it up a little bit. I think they're keeping Cassidy on their heels. They're keeping him guessing. Cassidy bringing pressure a lot every play, but they're countering it nicely. They're running up the middle. They're having their way with it. They're running through the. They're running in between the tackles. They're running outside. They're mixing up some of the pass plays in there. I think they're just doing a nice job of mixing up the different calls.
And like you said, there's absolutely no tape except for the exception of last week, which was a different offense for Connor Gettle. It's hard to plan a defense around a quarterback that you haven't seen, especially in such an athlete like Connor Gettle.
That's right. He's so dangerous out of the backfield. He can, if when he rolls out, you have to respect the pass, but he can also tuck it and run for a good gain. So we'll see. Hopefully this player for Cass City is going to be okay.
So Eli Caban out there also from Sure Health, a personal trainer and physical therapist on the sidelines for USA, assisting the USA coaching staff or Cass City coaching staff out there as well. 6:34 left in the first quarter. And we are going to take a short break. 0-0 USA in Cass City from the 9-yard line for second down and goal to go for the USA Patriots right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Services Sebring, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up, get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza, and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
USA on offense for 5 minutes and 26 seconds so far in this ball game. 6 minutes and 34 seconds left in the first quarter. They are knocking on the door, second down and 9. And glad to see Justin Miller, number 65 for Cass City, being up on his feet and is going to be helped off the field by two trainers, as well as number 71 jumps in there for Cass City. Bonus points for Ethan Kempo. 6:34 left in the first quarter, and unfortunately, Cass City goes down with an injury that more than likely we will not see Justin Miller any longer tonight. Hopefully, hoping for the best, but unfortunately, not likely. Head Clump, were you ever injured as in your high school career there?
Plenty of times. I think my senior year was the only time I made it through a full season, as a matter of fact.
What type of injuries are you talking about?
Oh, I spread it around. I like to mix it up. I like to keep my parents on their toes.
Equal opportunity injury.
A lot of ankles, couple concussions.
And those were the days when you got your bell rung.
Eric Wisner was a part of that,
okay,
too.
All right. It was a point of pride.
Yes.
6:34 left, and both teams are back on the field. The USA coming out in the T formation. Connor Gettle under center. Braylon Ballard, Walker Foley, and Noah Crum in your backfield, left to right. USA also going left to right across the radio from the 9-yard line, second and goal. USA crowding the box. There's the snap. It's handoff to Walker Foley. Gets down to the goal line. Is he in? No word yet from the officials. And touchdown, USA. The first touchdown for USA puts it up on the board with 6:18 left in the first quarter. The USA Patriots strike the first touchdown on Cassidy all season. It came in week number 4. Also, better known as week number 7. 6:18 left in the first. USA 6. Cassidy nothing.
Walker Foley on that play. The guys up front for USA did a great job of opening a hole. He wasn't touched for the first 5 yards. Then did the rest of the work by pushing the defenders into the end zone.
11 plays, 80 yards, and 5 minutes and 42 seconds off the clock for the